AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The deal is dead. The deal that would have given Comcast, Time Warner Cable unprecedented power over what you watch on TV and download is history. Comcast is dropping its $45 billion bid for Time Warner. Tech analyst Tuna Amobi.
It was going to create a company with much, bigger market power that, would have nothing even close to it in terms of broadband as well as video.
Now to the Vatican, which says it's not concerned about those reports that terrorists planned an attack there. Our Colleen Barry is in Italy.
Prosecutors in Italy who are investigating an Islamic terror network say the network was planning an attack against the Vatican in 2010. Prosecutors said that it went as far as having a suicide bomber arrive in Rome. The suicide bomber left for reasons that are not clear, and the attack never happened.
More protests planned in Baltimore over the weekend, where a black man died in police custody, though we don't know what led to his death. The police commissioner tells us that Freddie Gray was not wearing a seatbelt in the police transport van, though prisoners are supposed to be buckled up. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Police brutality against prisoners being transported was addressed 6 months ago in a plan released by Baltimore officials to reduce such misconduct. Department rules updated 9 days before Gray's arrest clearly state that all detainees shall be strapped in by seatbelts or other authorized restraining devices for their own safety after being arrested.
Valdosta State University in Georgia has canceled classes for today as a safety precaution after student demonstrators walked on the American flag, prompting a military veteran to take the flag away from them. Meanwhile, police say they found a gun in a protester's backpack. This is AP Radio News. Two stars of the latest Avengers movie are apologizing for comments they made while promoting the movie. Here's our Oscar Welles Gabriel.
Something terrible.
The movie is about how artificial intelligence takes over the world. But Jeremy Renner and Chris Evans say they are sorry about less than intelligent comments they made about co-star Scarlett Johansson's character, the Black Widow. Evans, who plays Captain America, says the two of them responded to a question in a juvenile and offensive way, using derogatory terms for women, and can understand if fans are angry. Renner says he is sorry that what he says was a tasteless joke about a fictional character offended in the first place. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Authorities say a thief worked for 15 minutes to drag a cooler full of ice cream past a sleeping clerk at a gas station near Fort Lauderdale. He made an obscene gesture toward a surveillance camera. Authorities have a suspect under arrest. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.